I walked up the steps. Sarah was still standing by the railings. "That bloody man," she said when she saw me. "Lawrence? Sometimes I'm not so sure I wouldn't be better off without him. Oh, I don't mean that, of course I don't. But honestly, don't I have the right to talk about Andrew?"
"You were arguing?"
Sarah sighed. "Lawrence still isn't happy about you being around. It's putting him on edge."
"What did you say about Andrew?"
Sarah looked out across the river.
"I told him I was sorting out Andrew's office last night. You know, looking through his files. I just wanted to see what bills I'm meant to pay now. Check we don't owe money on any of our cards. That sort of thing."
She looked at me. "The thing is, it turns out Andrew didn't stop thinking about what happened on the beach. I thought he'd put it out of his mind, but he hadn't. He was researching it. There must have been 2 dozen folders in his office. Stuff about Nigeria, about the oil wars and the atrocities, and, well, I had no idea how many of you ended up in the UK after what happened to your villages. Andrew had a whole binder full of documents about asylum and detention."
"Did you read it?"
Sarah chewed her lip. "Not all of it. He had enough in there to read for a month. And he had his own notes attached to each document. It was very meticulous, very Andrew. There was so much detail in there. I only read a couple of papers, but it was enough to see where he was going with it all. I read an inspector's report about the immigration detention centres. How long did you say they kept you in that place, B?"
2 years.
"Oh, B, I had no idea how hellish they are. I was imagining, I don't know, a sort of high-security hotel, I suppose. Is it true they keep it deliberately cold in there? Is it true you have to apply in writing if you just need a paracetamol?"
I sighed. "If you are planning to have a headache, you need to apply 24 hours in advance."
Sarah sighed. "So it is true, then. Andrew highlighted this one passage that said, 'We find the humiliating procedures excessive. We do not see how anyone could abuse an excess of sanitary towels.' Did you really have to apply for them, too?"